You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Morena Alice, kei te pihi a koe.
Te pai. I'm well, how are you?
I'm very good, thanks. I'm feeling chirpy this morning. I'm hoping that I left my raincoat in the car. I'm hoping I can get back to the car without getting, you know, damp. Just Auckland things, really.
You know, just the classic wet, wet, wet. Although, look, we got to love the wet, wet, wet because it's going to be a dry summer.
Exactly.
So we love spring or transitional seasonal weather.
Hey, we're not alone this morning. Would you like to introduce our wonderful guest?
Yes, this morning we're talking about Tempo Te Rerenga or Te Re's new work Capture, which is their digital festival, and we have a lead artist and overseeing this project and a critical part of Tempo. We have Cathy Livermore. Welcome to the show, Cathy.
Oh, ngā mihi nui ki ngā koutou, ki tēnei rānei.
Kia ora, Cathy. Hey, look, it's so nice to talk to you. I was just saying before you came on, I was like, I haven't seen you for ages, Cathy. Now, Cathy, talk to us about Capture, a digital dance showcase. For those listeners who probably would know Tempo as being sort of that festival that happens in Q, a dance festival and movement art practice, tell us about Capture and what this digital dance showcase is.
Yeah, kia ora. So Capture's all really about capturing all the creations and coming out of the dance community, you know, following out of COVID. And so, as you said, Tempo Te Rerenga o Te Re, or Tempo Dance Festival, has traditionally been live theatre, and that's been the space. And so this year we've switched to a biannual live theatre festival, and really wanted to make space to celebrate all of these other creations that came out of that restrictive time of COVID and the creativity it inspired. So we're putting on Capture down in Aotea Square. I'm really wanting to give the public a sense of these other ways that dance is expressing and telling story in the world, you know, through our current modern technologies and the digital media. So yeah, we're coming down to Aotea Square to share over 55 different dance artist films over the next 2 weekends.
Wow, that's so many works. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's a real volume of really. And the thing that I really love about the curation of the artist is you've got some really esteemed, established practitioners, including yourself, Cathy, right through to emerging or newer voices, newer entities, newer bodies, bringing in new perspectives. Tell us about some of the artists who are in this program of work.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have, as you said, some really esteemed artists. We actually have a section that we're in-house determining the OG session because really it's a chance for us to, you know, when I was going through dance school, you know, my teachers were in dance film and putting it, you know, on the old school film and those sort of cameras, pre-digital. So we really wanted to give space for their creations, you know, as we are also looking at all the new digital creations that are coming. So in that, we've got Shona McCullough, we've got Douglas Wright, we've got Maura Brownlee, and we've got Mary Jane O'Reilly. So that's really exciting, just to celebrate and honour that sort of whakapapa that we sit in. And then we have Tane Mete with his new work, Te Mata, which he's actually touring around the country and doing a marae tour. He's been doing this year and into next year, and that's with Cassina Campbell. And then there is also, I'm just having a little mind blank.
Some other amazing artists.
Daniel
as well.
Belton, thinking of him and a mind blank. Daniel Belton, who's actually based down in Ōteputi, down in Dunedin. So he does incredible digital work all around the world. There's Kelly Nash, Malia Johnson, Carol Brown, who's actually based in Australia, but one of her works is here. Claire O'Neill as well. So really established people who've been, you know, who have transitioned in their career in the way that they tell story through dance. And I think that's really beautiful to honour.
Talk to us about Indigiskin, which is your own work, Cathy. A little bit about the ideas and the kaupapa of that work.
Yeah, well, you know, and this is, I think, probably similar for a lot of our dance artists. It's a real exploratory space. So I was actually going over to Taiwan. I was doing a research project with funding from Creative New Zealand. I had planned on doing a VR work and the person, like, filming some VR stuff, and the person, the camera person who was coming, pulled out at the last minute. So Indigenous Skin was really a chance where I went, what's in my body at the moment? And when I'm there in Taiwan, what is that about? Because, you know, I'm not sure if everyone's aware, but in terms of, you know, Māori whakapapa goes all the way back to Taiwan, you know, and the migration out. So I was really curious, actually, about what memories have carried across the oceans over thousands of years that sit with us today as Māori, that are connected to that land. And so I was out there, and so I was really sitting in my own skin and at the same time really feeling that complexity of bringing these worlds together, and understanding all the different knowledge and values that sit in these different cultural worlds, and how do they sit in my skin, and how are they dancing and in friction with each other inside my skin? What is this story that is dancing inside of me? And so that's where IndigiSkin came from.
Oh, this, just hearing you talking about those ideas, honestly, we don't want to reduce the expansiveness of your practice, Kathy, but just even hearing you talk, you can hear just how many different nuanced ideas there are coming through in the work. Now, this Friday you've got on the 13th, there is actually a live battle. So it is digital, but you do have some live elements. So will there be actual dancers in Aotea Square? Is that the idea?
Yeah, both Friday evenings, we have two different styles of performance, which is exciting. So this week we have Project Team and Blob Collective.
Good names.
And So Project Team are a sort of lead community-based organization in the freestyle community. Incredible what they do, and really prolific in bringing dance into many different spaces. So they're collaborating with Blob Collective, which work in the digital space, and with tech. And it's actually an interactive program that Blob Collective have created called Technique, which will enable the audience. So while there's this live battle happening there in the space in Aotea Square, the audience sitting around will actually be able to vote and influence the battle and influence the music, who goes forward. So they're really looking at, again, really, to be honest, around, you know, the country and in all communities of dance, what I'm really excited about is this calling the public back in to not just sit and watch. There's a space for sitting and watching, you know, but there's a space that's equally as vital to us as cultures, as communities, which is to participate, you know? And so I think this is a great opportunity for people to lean in and feel the vibe of a battle space, because it's joyous. And, you know, it's really, in New Zealand, I just find it such a celebration of potential, of expression. You know, you just can't help feeling the joy in seeing these people express themselves. And so to be able to interact and be a part of that, I think is, again, really special.
Oh, that's such an exciting concept, and feels like a really great way to anchor the performance videos in the space as well. Give us the details again, Alice. So, when, who, what, where, where?
Yeah, so you guys are kicking off this Thursday. If you go down to Aotea Square in central Auckland, this Thursday, Friday through to, I think it's Saturday, isn't it? And then again next week, from Thursday till the weekend. So it closes next Saturday night. Tempo Te Rerenga o Te Re, you can go on to the tempodancefestival.co.nz to see the full program of work, so you can see the names and little descriptions of all the work, and they also have the program up as well, so you can see who's scheduled on every night.
Fantastic. Kathy, thank you so much for speaking with us this morning, and best of luck for the opening of the festival. It sounds amazing. And thank you, Alice, as well, for coming in and for both of your wonderful kōrero today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Kia ora. Thanks, Kathy.
Kia ora.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.